Praise you, the Lord. I'm blessed today to feel a people full of praise, regardless the conditions of a building's heat. I witnessed sweat coming down, folk that hadn't sweat in this building in months. I thought, my Lord, we are having revival. And then I saw a new level of praise take forth. And it wasn't just superficial. It wasn't just humdrum. It was something from the heart. And it began to come forth out of the belly. The mouth speak. There was hosannas. There were a few hallelujahs. There was a few praise ye the Lord. There was a few folks that just could simply say, thank you, Jesus. You've been merciful. You've been good. You've been righteous. My, my, my. And so I commend you for an atmosphere that we are enjoying here today. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I've witnessed folk that come in this building with heavy hearts. That no sooner did they walk through the doors, there was an atmosphere that they found that took them to prayer. And I don't know all that has happened, but I do know what I feel for a few. I feel for a few that there has been an assurance that has rested upon their trial, knowing one thing for certain, that God is going to see you through. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God's not going to leave you. God's not going to forsake you. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Somebody's beginning to lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. There's a word from the Lord today. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. I won't be long. I promise you, I won't be long. And everybody's going, no, no. Whenever he says that, he's qualifying length. I promise today, the help of the Lord. Welcome to our assembly, Africa Engelking, who is a guest of a friend here today. Africa, I believe you've been here before. We're glad that you are back. May the Lord richly bless you. God bless you. Also with us, a guest of Misty Dodds today from Westfield, Indiana, Angela Wooten. Angela, God bless you for being with us. And as we stand together, 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. We remember the multitude of families that are out today on holiday. We have a couple that are out ministering in other churches, the Frederick family and the Foltz family. We ask God's blessing to be heavily upon them. Give them many souls to report back. I'm excited to tell you God is doing great things.
Amen.
Multiple people receiving the Holy Ghost. Multiple people baptized in Jesus' name. This has been a great year. Amen?
Amen.
Great year.
Yes.
Month of June was a great month.
Yes, it was.
We're into July now.
Yes.
We're talking about summertime scheduling. What was the average last month, Brother Bryce? What did you say? 307. We thank God for that. In the heat of summer. Boy, it's warm today.
Amen.
I knew I'd get somebody to say amen.
Amen.
All right.
Somebody said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody say, preach, hurry.
Preach, hurry.
1 Samuel 17:2. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah. And set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side. And Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named, anybody know this man? Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Always wondered what a span was. Did some looking. He had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of the spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him, and he stood and he cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, "Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? And choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and service." And the Philistine said, "I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." And when Saul and all of Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Leave you with one more verse of Scripture. Psalmist David wrote a very strong passage, 121st Psalm and 1. It reads, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh." Ladies and gentlemen, we have no help outside of God. We have no answer outside of God. We don't have a solution outside of God. Like to preach this thought to somebody, you're just not looking high enough. For somebody, you got to start looking on the top shelf. I'd like to preach reaching for the top shelf. Reaching for the top shelf. Reminded of a beautiful lady by the name of Eva White. This wonderful lady developed cancer in her latter days. She came into the church at an elderly age. She developed cancer, and the struggle of the fight became a paramount battle for her, her family, and those within the church. Some 10 years ago now, it didn't seem like time had passed that quickly, but yet it had. I remember this Sunday school teacher and this finance secretary as she would come to the house of God, just barely able to walk through the door in their latter days. Beginning days, she would always respond when asked the question. First time she heard of the cancer, came to the service, told those things, and the people were praying with her. Conclusion of that service, someone asked, "How you doing?" And her answer was, an old-fashioned statement, I guess, to some. To her, it was just something of a life statement. Top shelf. Top shelf. I would go visit her later in time, and in the hospital room, you would walk in, and the last thing I'd always do was ask her, "You're going to be all right?" And she'd always say, "Top shelf. Top shelf." Begin to think about those things, and thought today, How many times our attitude has all to do with our final destination. I can convince my own spirits, and I pray today, convince your spirit that there are, yes, problems, but there never can be a problem that is the top shelf above what God shall, can, and will do. I want somebody to believe with confidence in your heart. Human nature is to look at the obvious and to look at the logical point of view and to look at all the dismay and all the things that seemingly are impossible to ever conquer, shouting, "Send me a man." But ladies and gentlemen, I propose to you today that there is still yet a spirit within the body of Christ that has the courage and the strength to step before the enemy of your soul. The trial of your life may be bouncing all around you, but there is something in your life that's propelling you. Lift up that chin just a little bit. Square back those shoulders. Somehow square yourself to the power and the anointing of God. Lift up your eyes from which cometh thy help. Thy help cometh from the Lord. Clap your hands, all your people, shouting to God. Lift up your eyes, for God is in this house. God shall provide. I pray right now. Help me now. Pray with me. Jesus, we ask for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to be strong and fervent. In the next few minutes, I pray, Lord, that there be a direction. I pray, God, that you would uplift every broken heart, that you would set the captive free, that you would become the deliverer of our life. I pray, Lord, that there would be a spirit that would overshadow the things that we have battled. God, I pray right now, I believe with all of my heart that you will move upon them and liberate with great freedom in the name of Jesus. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. My, 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 my. My, 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 my. I'm asking a few folk just to squeeze in a little bit so the choir could come down on this warm Sunday afternoon. God bless you for being here today. You may be seated. Reaching for the top shelf. One of the problems that we have as humans is that we usually operate in the realm of the five senses. Are you with me? Tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and hearing. Let me go over those again. What is it? Tasting. Everybody put your finger on your tongue. And there you have it. Touching, you just touch that wet tongue. Smelling, maybe you just smell the breath that you was just operating that tongue under. Look at your tongue, if you could, and see if it's still alive. You can look around and see things, and most time you see what you want to see. And you can hear today, if you can't, the sound guys will crank it up and you'll place your fingers in your ears. If we can't taste it, however, and if we can't touch it, however, and if we can't smell it, however, if we can't hear it and we can't see it, are you hearing what I'm saying? Then sometimes we are really not sure that it's altogether there and altogether existing. We like the tangible. We like the touchable. We like the seeable. We like the hearable. We like being able to have an obvious witness standing representing everything that we will believe in. It is for this reason that we have such trouble on occasion trusting God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not, are you hearing what I'm saying, to thine own understanding, simply because we only, on many accounts, cannot perceive Him with our own five simple senses. John 1:18, no man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him. First of all, this problem we have is that we can't see God. If we could see God, we would have no problem trusting Him. If we could hear Him speaking to us in an audible voice, most of us today wouldn't walk away from that kind of direction. Can I get a witness? And so, we are inclined to have our faith in Him when we can see God in His work. Many times we feel like Job. Job spoke to us in the 9th chapter in the 32nd verse, "For He is not a man as I am, that I should answer Him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any daysman betwixt us that might lay His hand upon us both." Because I can't see God, hear me, or touch Him, it is easy for me to forget that He is near. He's an ever-present help. It's easy for me to forget that He desires to do a work in my behalf. He desires to work. Who will let Him? I am so blessed to have people around in this auditorium today that have a determination and a made up mind and a fixed opinion that it doesn't matter what comes and what goes. They're going to march on because God has never, never, ever failed. Is there anybody in the house that is convinced that God is still on the throne? He's still high and lifted up. His train still fills the temple. He's still fighting battles for you. He's still winning wars for you. He knows what you face. He knows the aggravation that you go through. He knows the trial that seemingly will try to destroy your very spiritual existence. But I'm here with a report today. There's still a people for His name's sake that can look up to the redemption that will always draw nigh. Clap your hands if you love the Lord today. First problem, we can't see Him. The second problem is that we can see our problems. The first problem is we can't see God. But the second thing that adds to the dilemma is that we see every bit of the trouble. We see everything that's wrong. We see everything that's imperfect. We see everything that is misplaced. We see everything that's just not right. We see everything like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's a problem. The good book says think on good things. When I think of His goodness. Some of you are too hot to preach. When I think of His goodness, it's going to be hot whether you preach or not. So why don't you just preach with us just for a little bit. When I think of His goodness and all He has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I see the trouble. I see the trial. I see the turmoil. I see the anguish in people's eyes. I see the hearts that are breaking. I see the hearts that are just being ripped from their very body. But I'm here to testify to you, as long as there is a God, and as long as He sits on His throne, I understand this one thing. He is always present, an ever-present help in the time of storm. The assault my five senses comes regularly. It comes from the left and the right. It comes from the front and behind. I can see them. I can hear them. I can touch them. I can feel them. Ladies and gentlemen, those attacks are real. It's not a figment of your imagination. Your trouble, your dilemmas, your hardships, your heartaches, they're not just something that was plagued upon you because God's trying to punish you. No, it rains on the just and the unjust. It's just what we call life and living for God. I understand the devil doesn't like for you to live for God. I understand the devil doesn't want you to be saved. I understand he doesn't want you to have victory. I understand he doesn't want your family in the house of God. I understand he'd like to squelch you and steal you and kill you and destroy you. But I am here to testify to somebody today. You've got to start thinking on the top shelf. Things occupy our horizons. They invade our serenity. They dominate our thoughts. And they will plunder your peace of mind. You know what I'm preaching about. Somebody's come in here today just tormented. You've been used, abused, and somehow just left on some shelf. So here we are. They are ever before us, mocking us. When we get up in the morning, they're there. They're bellowing challenges, echoing across the valleys of despair. Day after day, they're belittling us, making us shake in our boots, reminding us that we are not in control of our own destiny, but at the mercy of their whims. Ladies and gentlemen, when most of us look into the valley and see our giants standing there, that's where our gaze stops. That's all you see. That's all we look to. That's all we're focused to. That's all you can draw your attention around. It's just that giant. It's so big. Would you look at him? He's big. He's big. No, I said he is. He's big. You can't beat big. And we start getting depressed, thinking there's no hope about our finances, thinking there's no hope about our loved ones, thinking there's no hope for our life with Christ, thinking there's no hope for our ministry. I'm here to tell somebody, look up. Start thinking in a top shelf mentality, greater than any problem that we face. I'm here to proclaim there is a God standing behind our problem, bigger than any mountain that we have to climb, stronger than any enemy that comes against us. I say today, stop looking at the problem and start looking at the different shelf. Somewhere in the structure of things, there is a top shelf problem solver. Say, well, I don't know if God can. I'm going to hear somebody testify today. God can. Raise your eyes a little higher. Look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Get your eyes out of the valley and look for the hills. You always find what you look for. If you came here today just looking for something, you'll find it. Whether good, bad, or ugly. You'll find it. You'll go away finding what you look for. Whatever you want to find, you're going to find. Maybe it's time for someone to grow up. Can I preach? Enough to see what's on the next level. Let me tell it. Let me just spell it out here. We got the old shelf at home, you know? And some little people can't get into the top shelf area. They're looking up there. That's where you keep all your chocolate. That's where you keep the good cookies. That's where you keep the stuff that you don't want anybody else in to eat. Last night, Brother Oliver, he's trying to hide some stuff from me. Something about some carrot cake that he loves, and I'm sorry, he didn't put it on a high enough shelf, and I got it. I thought about moving it out of that shelf and putting it up just another inch or two, because he can't reach above 6 feet. Can I preach to somebody with some real thought here today? There are some shelves in life that all we seem to do is just go back to the same old shelf. And so things become a little boring. Things become a little routine, because the only thing that you ever get focused to is the same old diet. Old green beans again today, because that's the shelf the green beans stay on. What would happen if you would get a little bit of God about you to think, you know, I'm going to come to church today and I'm not going to be satisfied with green beans. I'm ready for a filet mignon. I think I'm going to go to another shelf today. You come in and somebody beats you up before you got here, and all you think about, well, I got all this stuff on the floor here. I can reach that because I've been beaten up. I've been trodden down. I can't have even the courage. I don't feel like lifting up my eyes. I think I'll just get down here and there's some other canned goods. You're not eating the good stuff either. Just those black and white specials. You know what I'm talking about. Not even Campbell's. Got tomato soup that don't even look like tomato soup. Tomato soup's supposed to be red, and this stuff's orange. And we can become satisfied with just tasting anything that we can get. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time for us to reach up. Come on. I think it's time for somebody to lift your eyes to another level. There's some wonderful things of God in store for those that love Him. But you've got to realize that it's not going to happen just the same old way. You won't tell you what's going to take place when you get something of a different praise. When you get something of a different prayer life. Come on now. When you get something of a different fervency about you, things change. It's not routine. It's not fundamental. It's not just business as usual. You come into the church with an idea that today is going to be different. Today is going to be a good day. Today I'm going to receive from manna from heaven. It's not going to be just business as usual. It's going to be top shelf outpour of Holy Ghost revival. How are you going to get to the top shelf? Somebody going to have to reach just a little bit. You're not going to get anything down here. Feel so bad. You know, I came sick. But you know, ain't nobody sicker than Brother Whaley's here today. I promise you that. He's been sick as a dog all week long. I'm amazed he's just sitting. I think he's leaning against the Leslie. If you're going to do anything, spew that way. Savor Leslie. What are you talking about, preacher? I think it's time for us to get a little bit more of God in our eyes view. I think God wants to give us some victory. Sometimes we've got to jump for it. Have you ever had the shelf that was just enough out of reach that you couldn't get it flat-footed? You could reach, you could struggle, and what happens? You're going to knock somebody out because it's going to fall on somebody's head. Now, some of us are wise enough just to get you a spiritual ladder and get up there. The rest of us are so impatient, we just start jumping. Missed it. Try again. Oh, change shoes. Give me some higher heels. I have never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care how far out of reach it may seem, God will give you the desire of your heart. Ladies and gentlemen, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and his righteousness and all of these things. What are things? Top shelf stuff. Things that you don't normally get down and check out. You always put the top shelf. You put that level up there. And what will take place is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. You'll look into places that you have not looked in a long time, and suddenly there's a hunger about you. You want something. It's up there. You know it's there. There's something in your spirit that begins to churn just a little bit. You figure, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. Raise your eyes just a little higher. In the text today, and I must hurry, a very familiar text. We find David coming to the battlegrounds to bring food to his brethren. Now, by the time David arrives on the scene, Goliath had already been stepping out into the valley and breathing threats against the people of God for 40 days. And for 40 days, Saul and his mighty warriors would focus on this Philistine cling on. There's some of you not listening. And that's where their gaze would rest. They would never get around his threats and his sighs and the booming of his voice as it echoed across the valley like thunderclaps. They could never bring themselves to believe the promise of God that he would deliver them from this uncircumcised Philistine. Let me just say this. Listen. David never called Goliath a giant. Let me repeat it. David never called Goliath a giant. Saul and his army and David were both looking at the same problem. Yet Saul decided that the giant was too large to eliminate, and David never even recognized him as being a giant. Saul's gaze stopped on Goliath, but David said, I'm going to look a little higher. You can stop with the problem, but I'm going to proceed to the problem solver. The problem lies in the fact that we can't see what God is doing through carnal eyes. In 2 Kings, Elisha is in Dothan. I'm hurrying to a close. And the king of Syria was hunting him down. Someone told him that Elisha was in Dothan, so he snuck in the middle of the night and surrounded Elisha's abode. And Elisha's servant arose in the morning, and this is what he found. In 2 Kings 6, 15. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do? And that's where his gaze stopped. His servant was looking down on the problem, all right. He couldn't see a way out. He couldn't see how God could possibly be able to deliver them. But Elisha stepped out on the porch, looked at the enemy, but then raised his eyes just a little bit higher. And he simply said to the young servant, Son, you're not looking high enough. Quit trying to find the right shelf. Squinting fearfully of some new light. New light happens. It's like this. Somebody says something, a statement of faith. You're going, why? Why? You ever seen anybody respond? It's like they have to put their head back and squint their eyes like this new revelation can't even begin to be absorbed. Why? Why? Squinting their eyes because too much truth is being revealed to them. Sound like a goose. Huh? We'll tell you, too much fear. And he said, fear not. I think it's the message of the hour. Fear not. Let me repeat it. Fear not. Somebody's in this building that you're petrified of your next day. You're petrified of next week. You don't understand what the year is going to bring. Fear not. My. For they that be with us are more than be with them. And this is what he prayed in 2 Kings 6:17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. The Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. If you stop looking when your eyes rest on the enemy, you'll miss the chariots of fire that are protecting you. You're not looking high enough. If you raise your gaze, you'll see that God is still in control. He's working in the realm of faith beyond human view. Did you look on the top shelf? I wonder what Abraham must have thought when he said he was told he was going to have a son. Amazing to me, if I walk by sight. For if we walk by faith and not by sight, somehow the sight will discourage you in the moment. Living in fear, the problems dominate your life. But somewhere along the line, we have to start looking through eyes of faith. God, you said it. I believe it. And I stand on your promise. You have never, never gone back on your word. Simple message today. I wish there would be a protocol at Family Praise Center that every time that someone would ask you, how you doing? Can I preach to the church just for a moment? God knows that there are dilemmas. I'm not saying never speak the truth. I'm just saying from time to time in the midst of your dilemma, could you just report something that just simply would say, top shelf. Because if you're with God, you're there. You don't have to go through A to Z and tell me all the problems you've had all week long. We're growing up. I said, we're growing up. We're getting to the top shelf mentality. We're not just messing around in the small areas. You don't. You always have to put the good stuff up here, or the little people are going to take care of it. Ladies and gentlemen, let it be said that when somebody just simply asks, if we can manage this today, it'll be a wonderful day. If we can conquer this in our spirit, when somebody says, how you doing? I repeat myself. How you doing? How you doing? You know, the first thing that comes to mind in a real moment of truth should be, by the grace of God, I'm doing wonderful. Could it be said from time to time we just simply testify, top shelf, and nothing else has to be said? They don't need to know that you're going through bankruptcy, divorce. You just killed somebody. We're laughing, but I'm telling you what the Holy Ghost is going to bring into this assembly. We're saying everything's got to be sanctified before that it arrives. It ain't going to be that way. We're going to be dealing with stuff that's going to blow your mind. You're going to think they have no business in the house of God. And you're going to have to tell them in the midst of all your fear, well, how you doing? I'm top shelf. In your own spirit, you're going to be struggling because they're in the house that you're in the house with. God's going to overcome. Amen. Top shelf. Where are you? Top shelf. How you doing? Top shelf. How you doing, man? Top shelf. Boy, somebody's getting the message. How you doing, Brother McNeely? I know your wife's not with you. I know she's had some serious issues with her health. I know you've had some health problems. But really, how you doing? Top shelf. How can one possibly say those things going through trouble? Sister Tanya, how you doing? Now, if we think about it and we put the list down there and we could A to Z all those problems, we could probably get, well, I got 30 minutes, hour, a couple days, I'll tell you how I'm doing. But what's wrong with a recognition simply that God's in control? I've been preaching it for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And why I keep harping at it, and maybe there's one more that needs to understand. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How you doing, church? Top shelf. How you doing, choir? Top shelf. How you doing on the job? Just lost it. Top shelf. I'm talking some real faith here. Something that's going to challenge. And when people see that everything that comes out of your mouth is but good things of God, they're going to see something special. They're not going to think that you're just normal. You're not just normal. You've been bought with a price and you're not your own. You've been Spirit-filled. You can overcome through the name of the Lord. Great is He that is within me than he that is in the world. I want you to know we're not like everybody else. We can't overcome. And the most wonderful testimony that Family Praise Center could ever acquire would be the testimony that just simply said, somebody's going to ask you the question, you're going to go to family camp next week. How's church doing? Top shelf. Now about 20 to see the Holy Ghost last month, last 4 or 5 weeks. Top shelf. What do you think? Top shelf. When are you going to build the church? Top shelf. That didn't make sense. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you can absolutely have a mentality that would not even give an occasion to the devil. If you've even thought it's not happening, God, change your stinking thinking. Top shelf thinking is what we need. I believe it. God said it. And it's so. How many's tired here today? You can be honest. It's not a trick question. But how do you feel spiritually? Top shelf. Brother Pritt, you just came through several days of hospitalization. But I guarantee you, I don't ask a man a question, how you feel? Gonna make it. From an elder's perspective here today, I know what he was faced with. I know the kind of agony he was laying in that hospital bed with. But yet when the house of God's doors were open, where do you find this man? Top shelf, sitting back in God's house. Lifting up praises with everything that's within him. Why? Because he's understood some things throughout the years. It doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what goes. It's still God that is high and lifted. Lift up your eyes from whence cometh thine help. Thy help cometh from the Lord. Now, I'm not going to entertain you with the Goliath story, but I am going to tell you, he's ugly, and his mama dresses him funny, and he's coming down. Clap your hands, all you people, shouting to God with a voice of triumph. Come on. Are there any top shelf people in the house today? Any people want to just lift up your voice and clap your hands? Your redemption draweth nigh. Come on. Come on. Victory is ours. It belongs to the church of the living God. I will not be denied. Heaven is my home. I march on in victory. Greater works. Greater works. Greater works. I can't help but feel a little bit strong in the Lord right now. I'm going to tell you, on Wednesday evening, Sister Maria, God love her, went into what I believe what was a grand mal seizure. And there was a group of people, and I was so blessed to see, immediately went to prayer. I believe with all of my heart, Sister Estep, I believe this with all of my heart, I believe the prayers of the saints, when called upon, absolutely changed the alternative of Sister Maria. Changed. A few minutes later, after arriving to the hospital, they came out and said, yeah, just some medical issues. God took care. I said, God takes care. God takes care. Die. You know what we got to arrive to? It's a point. I know you're going to be faced. If you're not faced with it right now, you will be faced with it tomorrow. Sister Caldwell, you had a tough week. I mean, you've been sick. I don't know if you've ever been this sick. You've been rough and tough. But Caldwell's been beating you up all week long. I'm going to report him to somebody. I hope he's been bringing you chicken soup and treating you like a queen. He did. Somebody give Brother Caldwell a hand. But I guarantee you, if I was to call that lady in the midst of her sickness, she wouldn't start screaming agony, blue despair. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Why? Because over the years, there's been some growth. We're not looking down here no more. We're growing up. And we understand God's on the top shelf. Where are you going to be, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to be on top shelf with my God. Simple message. A hard concept. Top shelf. Sister Davis, where you going to be? Top shelf. Right up here. Where you going to be? Brother Malt Bay, where you going to be? Top shelf. Anybody in the house understand what I'm... Sister Donna Freel, where you going to be? She's going. That's sign language for top shelf, I think. There you go. We've done created a new slogan, Sister Whaley says. Somebody asks you how you do it? Sister Donna Friel, there you go. Top shelf. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about just making it known and making it clear. We're living for God. And if God be for us, who can be against us? We're going to make it to heaven in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thank you for your peace, the path of understanding. Take every bit of fear away. Everything that stands in front of us claiming victory, I remove it in Jesus' name. Everything that's yelling intimidations, I replace it with a voice that only can come from heaven. In the name of Jesus, set the captive free. Lift our eyes to your revelations. Let us see as you see. Let us see the horses and chariots that are all around this tabernacle today. Let us see it around our families. Let us see it around our jobs. Let us see it around our banking accounts. Let us see it around revival. My, I see you. Let's close with this song. Just lift a hand one more time.
Lord, I glorify your name.
Come on now. No fear. No fear. No fear. No fear. I'm gonna make it with you, Jesus. Today that would want some prayer for a top shelf life with Christ. Quickly, this is your time. Make your way to the house of the Lord in this place, this altar, is where God can meet you. Thank you for coming. Top shelf life. Top shelf life. Top shelf life. Top shelf life. Beautiful. Beautiful. We need some saints of God that will come and stand right behind these precious men and women. Please, prayer people. Prayer people, don't linger. Time is a precious thing. People of prayer, quickly gather in behind these ones. Each one find somebody. Don't leave anybody out. Don't leave anybody out. Somebody over here, help us pray. Need some help here. In the name of Jesus. Now lay your hand upon them. Come on. The touch of God is going to rest upon them. Everything of your heart's desire, we claim it in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Come on. Let it be spoken with a loud voice here today. Receive it. Believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Believe it and receive it. Come on. Let the winds of the Holy Ghost refresh your soul right now. Let the winds of the Holy Ghost refresh you. Name of Jesus. Come on, somebody pray with us for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Come on, somebody travail for the Lord. Anointing. 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 Give the desire of this man's heart. In the name of Jesus, so be it. According to thy will. In the name of Jesus, so be it. In the name of Jesus. 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 Power of heaven. Power of heaven. Holy Ghost anointing. In the name of Jesus. So be it. Touch of heaven. Touch of heaven. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. We believe you, Lord, for it. We believe you, Lord, for it. In the name of Jesus. According to that perfect way. In the name of Jesus. Believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. Ask what you will. Ask what you will. God is doing it. God's doing it. God's giving it right now to this precious sister. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Make a way. Make a way. Make a way. Make a way. In the name of Jesus. Anointing of heaven. Anointing of heaven. Take away all fear. Take away all fear. Take away all fear. In your hands. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Holy Ghost anointing. Father in heaven, touch now. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Remove all fear. Remove all fear. Remove all fear. Remove all fear. Yaramakata Sharobo Kotoya. Jesus. Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. No fear. No fear. God's in control. God knows the end from the beginning. God sees what tomorrow shall be. God understands and holds it in the palm of His hand. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. Somebody give Him some victory praise. Praise Him right now like He's already provided. Praise Him right now like He's already made a way. Praise Him right now like He's already opened the door. Praise Him right now that He's already called their name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Jesus.
I could be so candid to request some special prayer. Sister Donna Fear, would you come and join me just for a moment? Brother Scott, would you just come? You're the wonderful people of God. Some things of prayer we desire. I'm asking for a group of ladies to stand with Sister Donna Freeland this week, be fasting and praying. We're going to get victory, total victory. This precious sister is going to make it. But I'm asking, thank God for it. I'm asking for some ladies. I want you to stand with me and just look at a cross. There's some ladies going to fast, going to pray with you all week long. I want you to take a good look at your family right here. Ladies, would you respond? In Jesus' name. 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 My buddy here, I'm asking for some men of this wonderful congregation to join him this week in prayer and fast. I want you to look for the Scott, the hands that's going to join you. Wonderful men, an extension of your family is going to believe God with all things. I got both hands up. Any men in here? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I wonder if there's anybody else that would just be bold enough to say, you know, I want some prayer of the church too. Just if you were one of those, just quickly come to this platform. Quickly. With this. Thank you, Sister Tanya. Thank you. Somebody join Sister Tanya. If you will fast and pray with this wonderful lady, would you lift your hand and acknowledge so? Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Sister Billy Meadows. We know and love this precious sister. Come on, anybody going to join this sister this week for special prayer and anointing? In Jesus' name. Come on. One more time. Let's give Him a praise. Let's love Him. This family, Brother and Sister Keel, somebody lift your hand. You'll be praying with them this week, fasting for them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.